I thought
yeah,
you,
yeah, it was in high school.
I thought you were
yeah.
naming a part of your body the lunchroom. Okay,
oh, that's what it is now. Straight shot to the lunchroom.
Oh!
Scratched.
Hey guys, welcome back to Scratched, the cure for the common podcast. This week, the guys have a special guest host joining them. You may know her from her various potato renderings, or maybe you share with her the love of gin and craft singles. Joining the show this week is Sarah from Wartooth Designs. Things will get weird as usual, but that's okay because you're probably weird too. So wherever you may be listening, get ready to join Eloy, Ryan, Doc, Bales, and Sarah as they talk about cheese, reincarnation, bullies, and butt fountains.
It's yeah. it's like the police. Like, it's like Sting. Like, you're just constantly turning around and scouring out the rest of the band. Like, right.
I'm sick of you guys boxing me in with my creativity. I don't want a microphone, and now I have to have a microphone.
It's a podcast. You need a microphone. It's kind of part and parcel to the whole deal, man.
Okay, I'm dealing with it.
Need the high fidelity to hear your jowls slam against the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah. Make sure you point it towards the ground so we can hear Vigo doing his court yeah, stenographer. Yeah, he's a medical transcriber when he does his something. We good?
You guys tell me, is this the appropriate audio that you're so keen on?
All right, now have you adjusted your bandwidth to the proper level?
That will screw up my stuff, dude. Seriously, there's no need for that. Do you guys even... Why are you being difficult, dude? We have a guest, and you guys are being... You know what? I'm pissed at Bales.
She's not a guest. She's a co-host.
Co-host. No guest. Guest host. Co-host. It's like she's been over enough times that she can just go into the fridge and get a beer for herself. We're definitely not going to go.
I go into the fridge and I just eat all the cheese.
Yeah, whatever.
Straight to the craft singles.
More than welcome to... That's not cheese.
That's congealed oil.
Excuse me, do you have any craft singles that I can enjoy and partake in?
Oh, just on hand? Not even like with... That's the vehicle. The medium of choice is on hand.
Do you eat them as a flat sheet or do you fold them into stacks?
No, you have to fold them as many times as you could. Like, I want a stack that's like 7 inches high of little like centimeter by centimeter squares.
Oh, I'm going to mute myself so I don't make gaggy noises. That's disgusting. I don't like American cheese to begin with, but those like the floppy singles,
like
when you pull it out of the package like that, like, and it has no like actual like
it makes us congeals
to whatever you put it on. It just becomes...
It makes a slappy sound when you throw it on the counter in a sandwich.
That's synthetic.
It's one polymer away from plastic.
Yeah.
You never threw up a can of cheese, Doc?
Excuse me?
You know, eating the cheese out of the can?
Oh, the easy cheese?
Or you just did the whippets?
Oh, I thought he meant like throw it up. Like, have you ever like eaten a whole can of cheese and then thrown it up?
Both.
I'm trying to eat here.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Didn't mean to bother you.
You're welcome.
Did he unmute himself just to say he's trying to eat here?
Yeah.
Sure, he bought some quality cheese from Publix.
Excuse me, do any of you have some Havarti or some Fermenta cheese that I can have?
Just 1 second.
Ugh, no, I really don't want it. Take it back.
In conclusion, craft singles are disgusting.
Yes, I actually haven't eaten a craft single in probably 10 years.
That's the worst when you go somewhere and it's like, oh, you can have a sandwich. Go ahead into the fridge or whatever. We bought stuff to make sandwiches. Go ahead and get a sandwich. And you open it up and it's the individual cheeses. And it's like, I can't.
Although a good bologna and Kraft single cheese sandwich, I can't turn that down.
That's childhood.
It is.
All right.
On like the white bread that sticks to the roof of your mouth. And you're like,
right. Yeah, peel it off your finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that every now and again.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Throw in some peanut butter in there and you sold. I'm good. I'm good to go.
Not peanut butter with cheese though, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter
peanut butter and bologna, I could do. Yeah. So we're all cheese aficionados here. What's your go-to cheese then?
Dill Havarti, always, every time, all day, every day.
Wow.
For everything.
Everything. What? Or goat cheese, either one.
I've never had goat cheese.
Excuse me, I would like pretty goat cheese.
Goat cheese is good in proper amounts, in proper place. I hate when people try to like.
Tart.
Yeah, well, I hate when people try to force it.
Get you right here in the.
It's very tart. Very small amounts in proper locations. It's good.
It's good with some like zucchini noodles and like some leftover meats. And I'm making food over here.
I'm down.
It's all good.
I'm a Munster guy myself. I love it.
Oh, Munster's good.
I celebrate all the cheeses. Except
there's not much cheese.
Kraft Singles is not cheese.
Yeah, like there's like blue cheese, Roquefort, Havarti, Gouda, Swiss, provolone.
Do you guys know Manchego cheese?
What?
Manchego cheese.
That sounds like something I don't want to eat.
Manchego, isn't it like queso fresco?
It's a Spanish cheese from Spain.
It's a Spanish cheese from Germany.
And it's I don't know, you'd have to try it, but it's expensive as shit.
Is it a hard cheese? Is it a soft cheese?
It's a hard cheese.
Okay.
And it's a sharp type cheese.
Super really sharp cheddar is also very good.
I like it too.
Yeah. Like the sharper the better, because you eat it and you're like, this is so good. Yeah.
I love the cheese cast. This is great.
I want to know what cheese makes Bales warm in his pants.
I like the extra sharp cheddar.
Good.
Maybe some Swiss here and there. If it doesn't smell too much like feet.
That means it's good, doesn't it?
I don't like the smelly cheese.
We always get like the end pieces from the deli, which is like all of the shit that's like left over, and it's super cheap. So it's like a potpourri of cheese, and you never know what you're going to get. So you have to like go through and be like, oh, this sucks. This is really good. This is great. Yeah.
Your deli just keeps a bucket of cheese ends?
It and meat. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's when you know you're at the good spot, when they're selling just wrapped up.
Like the little old German women that are like 80 years old, they're like, oh, you got the in. I'm Russian all of a sudden. Like, you got the in.
Yeah, I do that all the time. No, that's a good. That's a good move.
You can go there and have your in dinner with your in pieces of the bread and the meat.
Yeah,
I don't know about the bread. They got the meats and the cheeses. The meats are a little iffy on the end pieces because it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they throw the spicy in there. So you're like, oh, sweet. Like, here's some turkey. And you're like, ah. Yeah.
I have a cheese story.
Go ahead. Wait, hold on. Swallow first.
When I was very little, my parents used to take me on the weekends over to my grandparents' house in a little Havana, which is basically downtown Miami, just about outskirts of. I was little, very little. And they'd always give me, I think it was Christmas. And they'd always give me a cookie or candy or whatever at my grandparents' house. But this year there were gifts, and I don't know if someone had, it's one of those memories that you can picture it perfectly, you just can't get into the details. But I remember there was this tray of wrapped cheese, of all sorts of cheese, and I was very little. And they had left it there for my grandparents to give it to my parents because it was one of those gifts and this and that. So they decided to open it up. And it was a tray full, and it was very little. And I grabbed one, and I ate one, and I ate another one. I ate the whole damn thing while they were talking. I ate the whole tray, dude, of different blue cheeses, all sorts of cheeses. And they came back and like, you ate the whole thing? Yeah, are you okay? I was like, I like it. It was good, like the taste, you know? And, dude, I threw up all over that living room, all over, just in a matter of seconds. But that was my first. If I think back of about cheese, I think of that moment. And to be honest with you, it did not deter because I love cheese. So that's my cheese story.
It didn't deter your cheese. I thought you were going to be like, oh, yeah, I didn't poop for like 2 weeks.
That was going to be that vomit. That's where I was going with that. And
yeah, I was wondering what the poop situation was for the next few days.
I don't remember my poop habits. Do you guys remember your poop habits?
No, like, I used to go.
Now or when we were little?
You know what? Both.
I'm a super efficient pooper. Like 3 times a day, like clockwork. So I don't have to worry about it.
Jeez.
Wait,
in and out. Like 3 minutes tops. Boom, done.
I forgot I'm eating. Hold on. Wait. Oh, wait.
I forgot I'm eating. Well, you know.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Stop. You're grossing me out. Don't answer my question. It's grossing me out.
Do you remember, though? Okay, so the rest of you. So do you remember as well? So Sarah remembers frequent and regularity. Do you guys remember? Be honest.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I'm clockwork once a day, right in the morning.
The power hour.
As a kid, I was a holder.
Oh, my son's a holder. It's awful.
I remember because I had to go to the hospital a couple times for it. I was so bad about it.
Yeah,
like ever... 6, 7 years
wait,
old.
Wait. What?
Yeah. I was a holder.
You came in. You got impacted like a rabbit.
I think I don't. I'm not familiar with that. Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah, it was awful. They had to do like a. What's that stuff you drink?
A Roto-Rooter?
Alcohol?
It didn't come to that. I can't think of it. Some kind of liquid you drink.
Barium?
Hex-Lax?
I don't know what it was
charcoal?
Called.
No, the charcoal so you puke.
No, they have a really? Fizzy drink that you drink and it flushes your system out. I think that's what you're talking about. Like the
Miralax.
Miralax.
It was some kind of laxative.
Castor oil?
That was my mom's at-home remedy for it. That just makes you throw up.
Liquefied Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself a nice large Dunkin' Donuts. That'll take care of you. I rent that.
So are we officially started yet or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got all your juicy details on.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. I don't give a shit. But I'm just wondering because I need to be prepared. I need to... Be prepared.
Anyway. You bring in the segues, or you have like a soundboard?
No, I have none of the. I was just make sure.
Do you have like a? Do you have a basket of props set up like a prop comic? Or are you gonna start
like
going
carrot top
on us?
Like old school Howie Mandel,
Gallagher.
No, oh wow, I remember that. No, I don't have to. I was just asking. I don't care. I was just asking.
You're wearing like 7 shirts with different titles on them.
I do. Okay, wait. I actually do have ready.
There is
nice.
I wore my shirt today. I got it the other day.
For everyone listening, because that's a moment of terrible audio, Sarah is wearing a Scratch Podcast t-shirt available at scratchpodcast.com. I hope this that's right. I just started talking. Ryan, is that correct information I just
you're
gave?
You're a good pitch man, Doc.
There we go. Look, I just went right into that. 2 beers in.
This is the first
salute.
Potato shirt that I've actually ever bought with my potato art on it.
I love Lenny. That's my favorite part. I'm not going to lie. Every time I see Lenny on there, it's like, look at him. It somehow justifies.
He's like, he's hiding up there. Yeah.
You really kick butt with the artwork.
Ah, thank you. Sorry, I was just not paying attention.
Yeah. I love it. My kids looked at it, and they were like picking out, and they're like, oh, that's Eloy. And they're like, who's that? It's like, that's Doc. Oh, the guy with the brooms. And then got to Bales, and they're like, who's the guy above Bales? And I said,
That's also Bales.
They're like, I don't get it. And they just like, they were just done with it. They're like, I don't even care anymore.
I just took with what I knew. Like, I can only creep on somebody so much before it gets a little weird. So I just took with what I knew.
And I like Loin's response that he wouldn't get it because the nipple rings might raise questions or something like that.
Then you go, what? It's like, oh, I'm curious about that. And you go, they're nipple rings. And you just drop it. Boop, there. End of story. I just make
that?
It really awkward.
Hear that, Loin?
I thought we all had him.
Yeah, but then I think his problem is that he has little girls, and he doesn't want to have to explain the next part of that conversation with what is a nipple ring.
It is a ring that goes through a nipple.
I thought you were going to say he had little nipples and he was going to be jealous.
Oh, maybe.
So you completely went the opposite direction with that.
No, I did. I went for the true statement where Mike Loin has tiny nipples. You heard it here first, folks.
So would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
Whoa, hold on. I got to go write that down.
That's a fantastic question.
It's wow, like, I just like silenced like, everybody.
Like the perkiness of the nipple or like the diameter or the circumference of your finger.
Either or, like if you think about it, like you know,
straight out cool all the rock. Time.
It would be pretty cool to rock finger long glass cutters. That'd be pretty awesome for like a day.
Well, could you like eventually teach them how to like do things for you? So then you have a whole like different, they could like hold stuff for you.
I'd be licking my fingers every day.
Yeah, that's what I keep going back to. The other end of it, the nipple fingers is so good in any way. What do you do with nipple fingers? Nothing. You get nothing done.
Wrong.
Totally wrong.
Well, yeah. After that,
that's what you eat Cheetos with.
You just lick it and stick it in the Cheetos.
You could dip them in chocolate.
Oh, that's disgusting. That is gross. That is disgusting. You're even disgusting for bringing that. That's even more disgusting than Kraft singles. Nipple fingers. You should be ashamed of yourself even coming up with something like
You're
that.
You're so welcome. Glad I could help with that.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention something I saw, and I don't know, you know, what you guys will think, but I'm curious to see. The other night I was watching I was going through documentaries like crazy, and I came across a documentary of a kid his parents, you know, the mom was talking to him, and he said, "Oh, so yeah, my name is such and such." And she says, "No, that's not your name." He says, "Yes, it was my name." She's like, "What do you mean?" She says, that's what I used to be called. And she kept digging, and it turned into that. The kid said, "Well, you know, I died." And she's like, "What?" And he kept going. She kept asking and pressing. The parents did. And he said, "Yes, I was in a plane. I was a pilot." And he gave the name, the full name, first and last name. And it was a little kid. And they went looking for that name. And they matched it up with the Second World War. And they actually found, like, they were like, "Whoa, what the hell?" Because he was giving some serious details. They found shipmates and people that knew the actual guy. And they said, yeah, he went down in this area. And they actually took the kid, the family, to the area out in Japan, you know, and to the site. What do you guys think? I've heard of stories similar to that, but I came across that the other night. What do you guys think of that, like past lives and all that jazz? I thought it was compelling. Maybe they're all lying. I don't know.
Was there like a conclusion to this? Besides,
well, they can't find more. You can't do well. See, that's the thing. You can't. He remembered, according to if they're saying the truth, he remembered a past life. And I saw other documentaries with similar. There was a boy that was actually a girl originally and died in a fire. And the kid named the lady's name, the freaking hotel or building where it burnt down. And it's like freaky, dude. So my question is to you guys, I mean, have you heard of this before? And what do you guys think?
I heard of the kid you're talking about. Yeah, for sure. I saw that story.
I call bullshit. I mean, yes, that the possibility is there, but I mean, I don't know.
Sorry. Well, sorry, skeptical.
Tell us what do you think? What I thought was, I think all possibilities a little bit. And what if they all set it up to make some money and sell a book and this and that, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I suspect scam on everything when I see stuff like that.
Maybe he has. I don't know.
It's all true.
I even thought maybe I hate to say it, but like maybe there's some sort of, because you know there's all different types of religions and beliefs and this and that. What if there's some creature that has possessed the kid, some demonic thing, and he's recalling a past? There's all these possibilities, you know.
I like how you went straight for a demon.
Yeah, I know, right? Good story, bro.
Skip over like reincarnation. Like, no, the kid was possessed by a demon.
Here's what I think about stuff like this, and it's even the kind of, we talked about ghosts before. In school, you learn it's the theory of, or the law of conservation of energy. It's energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred from one thing to the other. So I think sometimes you get some leftover energy.
That sounds like a lot of malarkey to me.
Nah, man, that's science, dude. Science.
Science, bitch.
Science. Science, bubby. Look that up in a book. A real book, not a fake book.
So, Eloy, what were you in a past life then, buddy?
Chowder.
I can't remember. But if you were receptive to it and you were honest to yourself about it, you either have no clue because it doesn't resonate with you, or it does. So I don't have any freaking past memories whatsoever. But if I can think, like, if that were a possibility and I put my mind to it, it would feel right that it would be in the early, you know, 1900s, 1800s, or 17, something within those three. It feels like it could be that, but that's just me pushing, you know, to think that. I don't have any.
So what would you be?
What do you mean?
Would you be like a Spanish whore? would you be a guy standing in front of Home Depot trying to get work? What would you be?
But only a Spanish whore for Spanish cheese. From
Spain. I don't think there was Home Depot back then.
Spanish hard cheesed.
I don't know, dude. But so look, be daring and take the looking glass and mirror to yourself and answer that to us. Like, what do you think?
What would I be?
No, dude. Tell me. Tell me if that resonates with you in any way or not. And if it does, what timeline do you feel that you would fit in?
I'm skeptic.
I can't remember what I did this morning, let alone in a past life.
I hope I would have been a badass dinosaur, though.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. Grumposaurus.
What kind of dinosaur?
You know, like a like a raptor.
Mm.
Or a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yeah. Not some vegetarian dinosaur. I want to be a meat eater.
Meat carnivore. Very nice.
Big. So you don't have any, that doesn't resonate whatsoever. You're just thinking, well, you know, joking, or it has no resonance with you.
No.
Okay. Doc?
I would like for it to be true, but I'm skeptic.
You'd like it to be true. I don't know. Well,
there's a theory that there's, yeah, like Doc said, there's just a limited number of energy and we just keep cycling into new hosts.
It's an outrageous thing to think that you decompose and then there's something and then it comes back and then you're in a different shell and this and this and that. I mean, it's insane. But just the same, I saw the darn documentary, so I might as well ask the question to see what you guys think. But
yeah.
So Bales is a skeptic and he would. So how about Doc, Ryan, Sarah, everyone?
I'm on the skeptic train as well.
In my past life, I was one of those old Italian ladies that only wore black. You know what I'm talking about?
Sophia Petrillo?
Yeah, I was widowed at a very young age, and I made lasagnas all day long. I'm sure of this. I'm sure of it. The older I get, I have memories of this.
Picture it, Sicily.
Yeah, no, seriously, like, I'll be cooking something, and I'll be like, I've done this before, and I've never, you know what I mean? I know I have it.
I can see that. I can see that, like, creeping up in your life and you thinking something like that.
Yeah, like, sure. I have these feelings all the time of, like, there's just some things that I just do.
Deja vu. Yeah.
Well, it's in your DNA, too. They say that a lot of things that they've been, you know, DNA'd into us.
DNA'd?
Excuse me, we need to DNA this into you.
Hold on, get the DNA-er.
Yeah, you and his DNA gun.
This will only sting for a moment. Can we please DNA this into you?
It's a spray. Get the DNA.
You're looking mighty fine in them jeans there, boy. I'd like to DNA you.
DNA sheets. It comes in. It's a DNA single, like a craft single. You just slap it.
Oh!
There was this one, the last one, you know, I saw a few, but there was one where a kid, and of course, I'm not saying that this is I'm just mentioning it as a topical thing. There was this one kid and the father was asking him, like, the kid was saying, oh, I used to be an angel. And the father's like, what? Yeah, I was an angel. And well, what are you doing here? And he kept pressing him, and the kid was coming up with all these things. I mean, you could assume, you know, that they're doing that for who knows what, YouTube, books, I don't know. But, like, just to humor the going down that road of this thing. So what are you doing here? And he says, to learn. And learn what? And he says, what God wants us to learn. And says, well, why are you here? Because I haven't learned it yet. Why are any of us here? Oh, we haven't learned. But what happens if you don't learn and you go back to God? And the kid says, you have to come back. And it was like just watching all the, oh, and by the way, after that, I went into sociopath and psychopath documentaries. So I just went,
I think it's all drugs. I think that is just drugs. Lots and lots and lots of drugs. Yeah,
like the Salem witch trials, right, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, moldy bread.
I don't know, I get to like gruesome here, but like the woman who did meth and then pulled her eyeballs out. I mean, because she got told to. So I, you know.
But I make really good meatballs. Like really, really, really to put a bow on this. Like it's unbelievable.
We just got a meat grinder today, actually.
That will help.
Now we can make.
That'll be big.
Now we could put all the humans that we kill in there and make good sausage.
Doc's reincarnation balls.
Yeah.
You have to use every part of the human.
Yeah. Well, you know, except for the teeth and the hair. Cause...
But you can find a use for them. Just maybe not eating them, right?
Yeah. Macrame.
Like, right.
Jewelry.
You can stuff a pillow with a hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's people that eat monkey.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of monkeys, Eloy.
There's nothing wrong with, like, okay, so the population of the United States only eats about 20% of the protein available. There's nothing wrong with eating monkeys. Quote of the day.
No, I don't like...
There's monkeys. Everything wrong with eating monkeys.
They look too close to it's too disturbing, you know? I mean, if you had to, if you're on a plane and the plane crashes and there's monkeys in it, like cargo...
Like if you crash in a plane on a mountain with a soccer team of monkeys, you can eat them.
That would have been an easier way to solve the problem of that movie, even though it's disturbing. Just the same,
they land on an island of diaper monkeys.
Well, you guys remember Faces of Death, right? Back in the day,
yeah, on VHS. Yeah.
That was horrible. That was so horrible. And we'd rent it on VHS and watch, just horrible. It was nightmare.
I don't watch scary movies. There's only two scary movies, like horror movies, that I watch religiously. And it's House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that one.
And I actually got to meet Bill Moseley this past weekend. So that was cool. The guy who plays...
The clown?
Oh, God. Huh?
The guy that plays the creepy clown?
No. The other skinny white dude.
Oh.
Long hair?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's freaky.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That was a great... Both those movies were freaking fantastic.
So do you follow Rob Zombie's stuff, or...?
A little bit. I mean, not as much as I probably should. I really loved those two movies, and I was kind of geeking out because he was at a party I was at, and I didn't want to be like one of those dorks. I was like, hey, I really like your stuff.
Oh, was that an actual party? I thought it was like a Monster Palooza.
No, I didn't. He might have been at Monster Palooza. I wasn't at Monster Palooza very long. No, he was at a party that I was at, and my friend was like, come on, let's go over and meet him. And I'm like digging my heels, and I'm like, no.
What was he doing?
Just standing there eating pizza.
Oh,
hanging out in his bell bottoms.
What kind of cheese was on the pizza?
Hey, Rob Zombie, Kraft Singles? What do you think?
It was that Spanish cheese from Germany. That's what it was.
It was German hard cheese. German Spanish hard cheese. what's that stuff called? Let's give it a plug.
It's called Manchesco cheese.
Manchesco cheese.
Yeah. Manchesco cheese, maybe.
It's bad to the bone, dude.
That sounds like something he might eat.
Who else have you met from movies? Have you met... What other stars have you met?
I'm trying to think. Not really from movies, but like people who have made really cool stuff. Like I've got to meet some of the people that make all the stuff for Marvel. I've got to meet some of the people that make stuff for Pirates of the Caribbean and like the Chronicles of Riddick stuff. And I'm trying to think of what else is out there. Yeah, just, I don't know, just cool people that make cool stuff. That's super vague.
Do you like geek out at these things when you go to them?
I try not to, because my philosophy in like meeting people and like interacting with people, I like keep it all internal, and I try to treat people like everybody poops and everybody puts their pants on one at a time. So, and that's how you like get to know these people. You don't act like a dork, and not kind of, you have a natural dork. But like if there's something that I really, really like, I'll go up and be like, man, I really love your stuff. Or I'll have my friend introduce me or something. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. I got to meet somebody who did a lot of like Jim Henson puppet stuff, and that was, I've got a super weird thing for puppets. It's strange.
Tell me more.
Yeah, how weird are we talking here?
No, I just like, I'm so like, if somebody has a puppet, it's like somebody who has a dog. I'm like, totally ignore the human. Like, really? Pay attention to the dog. But if somebody has a puppet,
you may be the one female on earth that works on. Be like, oh, the puppet man. Bingo.
I like, if I see somebody with a puppet, I'm like talking to the puppet and like all excited and, you know, ignoring the human, which, yeah.
What are you going to do? But, man.
I know. It's goofy. A
puppet thing.
And actually, I've got a puppet somewhere that I made a long time ago. It's a potato.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
You know someone out there has a puppet fetish.
And it's not a fetish. It's just like,
it wasn't implying
one person. You think one person? I'm saying,
I'm sure there's a community.
There's a community.
They should make a Facebook group for that.
Yep, they should. They should have another Facebook group. And we could link it off of sheep.com. That could be group powered by sheep.com.
I wonder if that domain's available. I have a bad habit of buying really stupid domains too.
It is not available. It is coming soon. We checked already. Sheep.com was already on the docket. Couldn't get it.
I looked up, I was trying to buy the domain Butt Fountain earlier.
But what?
So we had that conversation somewhere in a hangout somewhere where when we were going through the, there's a website called The Useless Web. Oh. Or something like that, where you just go through and it's just random one page websites, and people have to go through and buy all these URLs up. So you are one of those people, right, Sarah?
I am. I was. I'll probably buy it tonight. But to answer Doc's question, it was buttfountain.com.
Oh, well, that makes total sense. That's not what I heard though.
Oh,
I don't know what I heard, but it was not butt fountain.
There's a reason behind it.
But, oh, I'm sure there is. I don't think I need to know though. Right now,
it's not a bad thing. But I am the person that buys all the stupid domains and hoards them until somebody wants them and they pay me for them.
Oh, all right. That's do you own sheep.com? Because we're willing, I do not own sheep.com. We're willing to put a couple bucks down.
Damn. Sorry.
If you happen to be listening to the podcast and you own sheep.com and you're into that kind of thing, we'll give you a couple bucks.
We're willing to pull our resources.
We're willing to pull our resources.
$5.
Well, they have those like other they have like the .coms. Well, they have the other ones that are like .fun and .like
sheep toy. Dot
sheep dot fun.
Yeah.
Oh, do it.
There you go. I've opened. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can get it first.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's gonna get sheep.fun?
Yeah, sheep. Yeah.
I gotta find out if that's available.
Oh no, I've caused a ruckus.
It's available.
Now.
It is.
Can get it.
I bet you. It's on. Smart money's on Sarah.
I can't reach my keypad.
Can't do it. She's over here. Nice save. That was good. She's a professional. So yeah, she didn't say the F word right there.
I tried. I asked. I asked, and I said.
She called. You know, she caught herself.
You could reach. If you typed with your finger nipples, you'd be there already.
I would. I would if I had.
I would hit the space bar with my finger nipples.
Guess how much sheep.fun is?
$13.
No, I can't buy it.
$699.
No, it's not. It's only $4.
What? Not on my end.
$4. Sheep dot pet. Sheep dot Irish.
Sheep dot fun.
Hip-hop.
Sheep.hip-hop. They wear hats.
Sheepnow.com is $11.
Sheep now.
Sheep me. I'm sorry, I just fell down a hole. There was a point to where I was going with the domains and I already forgot.
You buy them and you flip them.
Sheep. Kind of.
You're a domain flipper.
I'm a domain flipper. Excuse me, can I buy your domains so I can resell them? No, it's just whatever I think of something stupid, I just buy the domains.
Does Butt Fountain get a lot of traffic?
No, okay, so I work for the same company that made the Bloody Lady Fountain. I've just been floating around, and actually Julian shared it the other day. And he messaged me and he was like, holy crap, now I know where this comes from. Cause so we fired it up last weekend, this party. So it's this lady that's like, her head is up, like pointing straight up in the air, and there's just blood coming out of her mouth and her eyes. It's like a water fountain. And it's, the internet kind of goes bananas for it. Well, I got in this discussion that I was going to make a butt fountain that's like a butt, and Yoo-hoo comes out of it. And it was going to be my fountain that sits on my desk. It's my Yoo-hoo fountain.
Can you drink out of it?
Yes, that's the point of it, though. So it's like, excuse me, I like a little Yoo-hoo. There you go. Continue with your conversation.
Oh, I like the sound effects.
That's foul.
Really added to the experience.
You want to talk about a power move in a meeting? Take a couple laps of someone's butt fountain Yoo-hoo in front of them and then be like, so we got a deal then? I thought so. Get out of my office.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it and bring it next to like the really popular like Bloody Lady fountain and be like, thumbs up, like, hey, check this out.
It's Diet Yoo-hoo. Diet Mint Yoo-hoo. Hard to find.
I don't want to put like chocolate milk in there because it'll go funky. Because Yoo-hoo has like a shelf life of like a Twinkie. And then somebody suggested chocolate pudding.
I was going to say chocolate pudding or what about Quick?
Yeah, Nesquik would work.
That's still milk-based though, isn't it?
Yeah, you can mix it with water, kind of. It'd be gross. It'd be so bad.
Oh, that's where we draw the line. That's when it got gross. As soon as we went for a water mix instead of milk, it was like, okay, I'm good drinking out of ass cheeks, man.
Let's put a nice stout in there.
Ooh. Yeah.
You make it flat pretty fast, unless you like just...
Well, you gotta drink it fast. I like car bomb butt fountain. Wait, car bomb butt fountain.com.
I can shotgun.
Is that available? No. I'm down, Sarah. Car bomb butt fountain.
There was no nice way I could describe that. That would not sound just terrible. Sorry.
Shotgun and beers from butts.
Yeah.
That's actually what this this podcast is all about, so continue.
Shotgunning.
That's what they mean when they say dry county.
Stop getting beers from butts. That's my first band's name.
Beer butt. Hashtag beer butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I already ordered the fountain today. Or the little pump, whatever that goes in it.
Operators are standing by.
Recommitted.
Yeah, why not?
You should totally build that and then do the cheesy like QVC infomercial for it. But wait, there's more. If you stay on the line, we're going to throw in a second butt fountain. This is completely incredible. A 1995 value. Yours today for two payments.
Only if you can do it, Doc. Only if it's you over there.
I'll go total pitch man for the butt fountain.
It's like real fake doors. Yeah, we got some butt fountains here.
I'm not just the spokesperson. I'm also a user.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, I'm going to move in for a little Eloy up close and personal. Ooh. Have you guys seen that people are snorting condoms?
What?
Yes.
No.
Remember the Tide Pod thing?
People, yeah. Meaning like seven, the new because they're thing all idiots.
Is snorting condoms.
Which condoms?
Been there, done that, dude.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Like Magnums or regular condoms?
I don't know if that matters.
Spermicidal condoms, that stuff burns.
It's the ribbed for your pleasure.
Oh.
Wait, what?
It really cleans out your sinuses. My kids told me about it.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
So what are they? They suck one nostril and out the other nostril? Or
out the mouth.
Oh, out the mouth.
Oh,
I feel with our penchant for talking about sheep, I have to mention lambskins.
Latex free. Yeah,
That's actually a pretty good idea. Wait a minute. Hold on. Dear children of the internet, if you happen to be snorting condoms, go all natural, man. Stay away from the synthetic stuff. It's bad.
Seems like a waste of a condom.
Yeah, those things aren't cheap.
I was thinking though, because that's
it's not with used condoms, right?
I would really hope not. Yeah. This is going down a trail that I don't want to follow right now.
Trail.
Where's your sense of adventure?
That fucking hurt. I'm just gonna say that. I'm sorry, you can bleep that out. That would hurt so bad.
9:41.
Hurt so bad.
What was the stupid crap we did when we were younger?
Wait, what would hurt so bad?
I don't remember doing stupid.
Snorting a used condom would hurt. It would hurt worse than a regular condom. Why?
You're the one that brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, then you didn't bring it up.
No, I was just saying it would hurt.
I'm sure it doesn't tickle.
I'm not going to go into like...
I'm trying to figure out why the used one hurts more than the non-used one.
I'm sure none of... No.
Oh, here we go. She wants to pull the trigger on it. She's pulling back.
I'm trying to be really nice because I want to come back on the show, so I don't want to be a total jackass.
She was... I yeah.
Well, you can't just
I saw everything she wanted to say in her eyes right before. I know the whole you guys. I can't say it either, but yeah, that's not fit.
Come on,
for
just say whatever. It can always be deleted.
So any kind of male,
basically, she's saying that the contents of the used condom, which we
no, let her.
Versus, no, hold on. I want to see if I'm.
You can say it probably way more elegantly.
Which we don't want.
We don't want more elegantly. We want, you know.
All right. So we versus, like, when I say we, I mean the male members of the podcast versus Sarah. We probably have a different relationship with this content. You know what I mean? As far as how we come into contact with it. So I'm saying if she says burniness, then we're just going to take her word for it.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving out a lot more than she, because she was going to come after us hard for a second, be like, you don't know. But then she backed off because she's classy like that. So.
Yeah. No, I know that dudes have accidents. So imagine having an accident, you know, a little, but. Purposefully in your nose.
No, come on, hit us. That doc that hit us. What do you mean accident? No,
I was told not. I was told to like keep it not.
Who said like, that?
Nope. I said only thing I do is bleep the F words.
I override whoever said that.
I override. Chowder God has spoken. Tap your staff on the three times.
Speaking of chowder, so if you get chowder in your eye,
there you go.
It burns like a mother. Okay, like, so if you get chowder up your nose, also burns like a mother. So imagine putting a rubber thing covered in chowder up your nose. Okay, let's just go that. Let's leave it at that.
Okay, I get it.
Oh man, my!
I was not privy to the burning sensation. So now I understand the difference. You educated people tonight.
I don't know what people's personal preferences. You never know. They might like it all up in their face, but if you get it in that, it's like a. I would rather be like punched in the eye.
Yeah, the more you know.
Yeah.
You can use the Tide Pods to clean out all the.
That's for afterward.
Yeah, it's. Nope.
You can use the Tide Pod to get the chowder stains out of your shirt.
And this is the moment that Sarah was never allowed back on the podcast ever again.
This is what the podcast actually, you're perfectly in the right area that we all should. This is how it should be. Unfortunately, it's true that this is the podcast is supposed to be like this.
It was at that moment that Sarah realized that she was different than the other podcast members.
Yes, and I know.
Right, she doesn't like chowder as much as we like chowder.
Whoa!
Like I said, different relationship.
Oh, wait.
Which chowder are we going with here?
Wait.
I'm losing it with all these chowder references.
Chowder is our Smurf.
No, let's just delete that could be, the chowder that
could be
situation.
We can use chowder as a verb. It could be an adjective.
See, Eloy wants to keep everything until we start talking about chowder, and then he doesn't.
No, I don't want you to taint the you know
the good name.
Taint.
Yeah, you know, look, chowder is an awesome freaking soup type substance, and I don't want you guys associating it with that stuff.
There's no going back. Absolutely none.
So Eloy, back in the 80s, what did you and your friends do for little stupid activities.
Right. Bales finally got to what I was trying to get to.
Condom thing. Just derailed everyone.
I don't remember. We used to shoot each other with BB guns, which was horrible.
Yep. We used to play Ninja Hunt.
Ninja? What?
We would play Ninja Hunt.
Okay, explain.
So back then, ninjas, there were all sorts of ninja movies coming out, and people karate was like part of the cultural, like a lot, right? Now it's
like Karate Kid or Bruce Lee type ninja.
They had ninjas. Well, Karate Kid was Karate Kid a kung fu guy? That little Italian kid. They played karate. So,
are you talking like Chuck Norris-y ninja?
No, like ninja, like American Ninja 1.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
So, and all that stuff. So what we would do is we'd go into our parents', you know, cupboards and grab like light bulbs and we put them in little satchels and stuff. And we'd go around the city of Sweetwater and we'd team up into two different teams. And we'd run upstairs and in people's houses and stuff. And when we come across each other, we'd pull out a light bulb and we'd smash it like if it were like some sort of explosion. So there's glass all over the floor. We'd throw sticks at each other and we'd run around and just crazy. Cars passing by, we'd cross. So that was called Ninja Hunt. Sometimes we'd get like dirt and throw it at each other. It was just, you know.
Hold on, I'm going to pack up my light bulbs. We're going to go play ninja.
It sounds like the precursor to backyard wrestling. Remember all those Nimrods that were doing that?
With the fluorescent light bulbs breaking them over each other.
Jumping through tables.
I love that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
With the phosphorus in their lungs?
Whatever. I'm an electrician. You know how many of them I've probably inhaled in my life, breaking in my hands as I'm pulling them out?
That's true.
It was fun. It was fun, you know, good, clean fun.
I don't see how that has anything to do with hunting ninjas.
Ninja hunt.
Well, no, we'd take a shirt. We'd take the shirt and, like, you know, where you, and we'd sort of mask out just our eyes and we'd tie it up. You could do that as a kid back then. You wouldn't be considered like some sort of like a bomber or something. And then everybody would be like, you know, with their eyes revealed and with a ninja mask, but it's your T-shirt. And, oh, I want to be a white ninja. Okay, fine, the white shirt. No, me. And camouflage was the big thing. Ooh, who wants to be the camo? Can we? And it was just fun, dude. Fun.
# camo ninja.
You didn't like mix up gross concoctions in the kitchen and try to get your friend to drink it?
No, we didn't.
Like eggs and ketchup and mayo or anything.
We once took our folks like all the liquor from the liquor bar, and we took the blender and just poured all the different stuff. And then we realized that when we made the concoction, that the bottles were lower, and so we went and filled them with water.
Yeah,
so it looked like it was full, like as if they're not going to notice later. And we tried that, but nah, we didn't make people. Did you play spin the bottle, you guys? Did you ever play spin the bottle?
Not really.
You guys didn't play, dude. You guys had no childhood. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I hung out with guys. You don't really want to play spin the bottle with a bunch of guys.
There was no girls in your neighborhood.
Come here, Frank. Let me show you how it's done.
you didn't have girls in your. We had girls, dude. We had girls and we'd play spin the bottle, dude, and we'd spin that bottle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
We would listen to the salt and pepper and we would spin the bottle all the live long day.
Dude. We'd play spin the bottle. Now I'm asking you guys and you're saying no. It's like where do you go from home?
I don't believe so. You're talking about the stupid things we did. I wasn't dumb when I was like in high school for the most part. When
that
I
got was later on.
I was in college, I was such a shithead. Like I just think about the minute I got to college and like I didn't have like supervision or like I kind of got out of my little shell. Like I emerged from my cocoon a dickhead. What a jerk. Just what a flaming jerkwad. That went on for about 3 or 4 years. And I can't even just name all the dumb stuff I did.
Were you like mean to other people or you just did dumb shit in general?
There were probably some people I was mean to, but that's back in the day before people knew that like you were being hurtful. Like you knew it, but you know, you weren't as tuned in, or at least I wasn't. Like you're still young enough to know that like, oh, you thought it was funny. Like stupid jokes where you're kinda You're laughing at somebody, but you didn't know it. It was as hurtful as it was at the time. And, you know, you look back on it, like, oh, that's kind of a jackass for doing that and saying that. Obviously, you didn't mean it like that, but.
Did you play Truth or Dare at least?
Mm. Oh, Truth or Dare.
This was college. What are the, no. There was no Truth or Dare.
There's Let's Take a Shot and Go Skinny Dipping.
Yeah, there was all Dare. It was Dare all the time. I don't want to know any truth about anything.
What were you ever dared to do that was that you look back on now and are completely ashamed and wouldn't tell anybody?
So you should tell them on the podcast.
One time he snorted a condom
and filled with a Tide Pod. And for whatever reason, it really burned. So I'm starting now that we know what we know, looking back on it, who knows? It may have been used.
So we used to go fishing at this pond. Hold on, this is one
way to be a rebel.
No, right. It's one of my stupid childhood things. And it was way outside of town, and we'd ride our bikes out there and fish, and it'd be like me and three or four of my buddies, and we'd always go swimming afterward, like in the summer. So we'd fish for a little bit and then we'd go swimming in the pond. And we would never go swimming in our clothes. We'd just go down to our underwear and jump in and swim.
Like Stand By Me.
Sure. Well, the one time I went out fishing and I wasn't supposed to, and my mom tracked me down where I was, and she was so pissed at me because I was supposed to be somewhere at a certain time or something. I was like 11 or 12 maybe. And she was so mad that she made me ride home in my underwear. The only thing she let me keep was my shirt, and the shirt I wore out there, because you know when you go fishing you get dirty and stuff, was a Dollywood shirt. It had Dolly Parton in front of it real big, and her knockers were on it. It was real big. It was like a really big shirt on me, so I pulled it down over my knees, so my knees made her tits look even bigger, and I'm trying to pedal my bike with my knees up in my shirt, and it was just humiliating.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, as far as the story is concerned, that you can look back and say,
"Oh yeah."
All I'm right. just surprised I survived until as old as I am. It's some dumb stuff.
Well, tell us.
No, well, it wasn't even like I didn't get hurt or maimed. Well, I did fall off a tree one time, broke both my arms. That's a different story, but
both at the same time.
Yeah, well, there was this tree where I used to live, and I would climb up in the tree, and I would hang on a branch and, like, jump down. And apparently I was not graceful that day, and I let go of the branch, and I went smack on the ground and landed, like, on my forearms. Broke both my arms, yeah.
How old?
Like, 8.
So, like, 10? Was it during the school year, or?
No, it was summertime, I believe. Yeah.
You just like screwed your whole summer vacation.
Yeah. I couldn't do anything, but I could play Nintendo. Like, I put the controller on the ground and I would push the buttons with my fingers.
Wow. But geez.
Yeah. I struggled with everything else. But I, like, my parents were like, yeah, you'll be fine. My parents, like, made me stilts. My dad made me, like 2 foot tall stilts. And they were like the single stilts. So you hold them and you walk on your legs. And we had a driveway that was all gravel. And just like straight down a hill, and I would try to go down the hill with this gravel, and I never fell. Like, I was always pretty graceful on them. Or like I would ride my bike down this hill where we lived, and there was like a cliff on one side, and I was just totally reckless when I was a kid.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. This is a question for you guys to see if because I'm trying to draw some stuff, particularly from Bales, because Bales is like a sterile. Like
it's a stone wall.
I'm sterile.
Well, he's like a mule. He's sterile.
Like we can't dig deeper into. So we have to. I want to know. Did you guys as kids ever have bullies? A particular bullies that you know were freaking you know scary or annoying or just that messed with your life. Your life.
No, like I had one kid who punched me in the lunchroom and that ended badly for him, but that was it. Like,
where was your lunchroom located?
In the lunchroom in my high school?
Oh, the lunchroom was a place.
I thought it was in high school.
I thought
school,
you were naming a part of your body the lunchroom.
Can't punch your name in the lunchroom. Oh, that's what it is now. Straight shot to the lunchroom.
Oh. Where's that located? Where's the lunchroom located? I don't know.
South of the bread basket was my assumption.
How'd your date go? Man, my hand still smells like your lunch.
What are we having for lunch today?
Crapsicles and bologna.
Smells like a crapsicle.
So why did he punch you, though?
Oh, man. Can't go back to the story.
I'm sorry.
Did, what was it like he was punching you because he liked you?
I think the kid was, his name was Logan, and he was just a super smart kid. He was just an asshole. Like, I don't know what I did to him. I was sitting in a seat, like, he got up, go do something. I sat down for like 2 seconds to like talk to a friend, and he could have been like, hey, get in my seat, dumbass. But no, he was like punched me in the side of the head. Yeah.
Wow.
That was it. Not in my lunchroom.
Lunchroom. Were other so you never had bullies, people that pick on you in school at all, except that one time that happened?
No, I was like, I was the weirdo, like, not goth kid, but I was the weirdo, like, weirdo kid that was almost 6 feet tall and not little, so nobody ever picked on me.
Okay.
They just kind of left me alone and whatever.
So Bales, Doc, Ryan said not really, but friends of his. But how about you guys?
I was never really bullied. For a while, there was a kid at school. There was a kid at school who was a couple years older than me, and I was scared of him. And I thought he wanted to beat me up because he'd always had that nasty look on his face.
Yeah.
And he'd always look at me. So I was sure that he wanted to beat me up. So I'd like, wait a little longer after school, and so my friends would like take off, and I'd be like trying to wait it out to give him a head start.
Yeah, that's great.
I didn't want to get beat up. And after a while, he's like, hey, and I was like, oh shit, now it's gonna happen. He's like, who told you I wanted to beat you up? I'm like, I don't really remember. And then he basically told me that he didn't want to beat me up. So
that's great.
Really shitty story, but so I was scared of this guy for no reason.
So he didn't want to punch you in your lunchbox?
No. Well,
lunchroom.
Lunchroom, sorry. Lunchroom.
Lunchbox is a completely different part of the anatomy.
Okay, so Doc, you got to give us something, dude. All
right, so bullying, no, you don't bully me. No, but in high school, I did have like a kid I went to school with was a bit of an arch nemesis for a while. Like, it did come to pass that kind of anything I did, he was there to, we didn't get along.
Okay.
Not at all.
And but just, why?
Why?
He was trying to be as cool as you?
Who was light? Yeah. Who was dark?
Probably. I think I was light, I hope. But at the same time, he knew that I couldn't. I had more riding on it than him.
You'd get kicked out of your sports teams.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're gonna pick on somebody, or not that I'm getting picked on, that's, if you're gonna give somebody a hard time, you know what I mean, a guy that's gonna go out of his way not to throw the first punch, I'm pretty pacifistic to begin with. But then on top of it, you know what I mean, I was trying to go to college and stuff like that at the time when I was younger. Didn't know when I got to college I'd be such a shithead. But when I was in high school, I was full of hope and hair on my head, and it was a wonderful time to be alive. I was on the up and up for a while.
So bringing this up means you were probably getting bullied then, huh, Eloy?
Kind of a little bit, yeah. Oh, me?
Yeah,
Eloy.
Yeah, I was bullied. Yeah,
like wedgies and noogies,
swirlies, no. Atomic swirlies.
Oh, swirlies
stuffed in lockers. Getting Kraft cheese singles thrown at your face?
Oh, we should do that. Someone needs to get hazed.
Did you ever get stuffed in a locker? That would have sucked.
No, that never. But, the thing about it is, though, that depending on how you're brought up, so I was brought up to respect boundaries. It wouldn't appear that way at this moment. But I was, you respect people's boundaries, like a person, you don't just go and, hey man, you got to respect. And that was really instilled in me to respect other people's boundaries. Until right?
Cheese platter showed up.
And well, exactly. Right. But not everyone is like that. So I used to go to Catholic school for many years. The first, part of my you know, education and all that. And in Catholic school, you're pretty much treated, contrary to popular belief, pretty good, because you're they focus on you. There's smaller classes. There's all these things that, you know, and you're like doing activities and you're into it. And it, there, people aren't. I was transferred into a public school, and kids were bringing toys to school. I'd never seen that in my life, you know. And they're like, "Hey, look at this toy!" And I was like, "Oh crap, that's awesome!" And it was a whole different environment because, well, their parents aren't paying for the school directly. It becomes a situation where there's people from all sorts of, you know, cultural backgrounds, and there was this one kid that at the basketball court, freaking comes up to me and jabs me in the face. And I didn't like that, you know? So I would avoid that guy. And then the next year, or 2 years after, I don't know, when I saw him again for the, you know, first time, we had moved to another school. It was junior high, I think it was. And I had grown, you know? But he hadn't. But he still thought he was like some sort of badass. But I had kind of grown. Like, you know, significantly, right? And he still thought he was a badass. He comes up walking one day to the bus in the morning. And I'm standing by the door at the bus, and he's walking. And he's like, no, I'm sorry, forgive me. The day prior, I was leaving class, and we were all trying to catch the bus. And out of nowhere, same thing, I was pushed from behind. All my books flew in front of me. The school, the exits had like this long ramp going down, and I slid down. It was like, if you could have filmed it, it would have been a great YouTube video. I slid and all my books flying and all that stuff. Freaking horrible. Who did it? And my friend said it was such and such. Next day he comes walking. Yeah, I did it. I did it, with expletives and all that. It was me. Yeah, yo, what's up? Yo. And he's walking and walking and walking closer and closer. I'm standing there. I'm looking at and my I just start feeling this heat. He's coming up, and right when he's about to, I grab him and I go whoop, bam, against the freaking bus, and the guy just fell, his book bag hooked on the side of the bus, and he was dangling there. I mean, it looked as if I had strength of like a superhero, when in fact, because of the close proximity and the bag, he started dangling, and it made him he was embarrassed in front of everybody was laughing at him. And he climbed up the bus. He says, "I'm going to get you. And my gang is going to get you. And this, and that." I said, yeah, you just fell on your ass. You know, I was very bold. I was taught not to mess with people. Right. And he would come from behind and do that kind of stuff for no freaking reason. And from that moment on, after that whole thing, he didn't even look at me. So that was a bully, but it was kind of blindsided at the same time. Yeah, so that's my story.
Some of your stories are like Tarantino movies, where it's like you get halfway through it and then the timeline completely shifts for a second. Then you went one day ahead and then one day back in that story.
I forgot that one part, dude.
Yeah, and then there was a lovely scene in the parlor.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted to see your lunchroom.
Yeah,
maybe my lunchbox,
or your lunchbox. Maybe it was just a misunderstood aggression, and you just wanted to check out your lunchbox.
Oh, another thing.
Some memories.
No, well, she said lunchbox, and so we all know that we know what that means. But we last time I saw him ever.
We do.
I still don't.
I think I like it better. No, I don't want to clarify. I think it's better that it's whatever you want it to be.
And just for the record, I don't have any clarification on lunchbox or lunchroom.
Right to the lunchroom.
Right, straight shot to the lunchroom.
Also, it wasn't lunchbox. It was lunchroom.
It was lunchroom.
It's both.
It's both now. Yeah.
Should we hit Sarah with the co-host questions?
Yeah, it's about time
that we have compiled. These hard hitting,
so excited,
diving questions.
I'm ready.
All right. Your first car.
1992 Ford Escort is white.
Nice. Rocking the Escort. White.
White.
Hmm. What and was
I
the
caught seat? It on fire.
What was the seat cover situation?
In my Escort?
Yes.
None?
Hmm.
Okay. Like, I don't understand the question.
No, we just didn't.
So you had seat covers elsewhere?
No.
You hesitated.
Did you keep seat covers on your lunchroom?
There's seat covers always on my lunchroom. At all times. Yeah, there's no seat covers in my Ford Escort.
No tiger stripes.
God damn it, they were beautiful.
Whatever, man. Let the record clearly show that I've never made fun of them once.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, I can't remember. I had zebra striped seat covers in some car, but I don't know if it was my first one.
Yes.
It was in some people.
What's up with the jungle theme? When it comes to seat covers, why do people go for jungle themes?
I don't know.
Mm. Let's not skip the fact that you caught it on fire. I kind of want to know about that.
actually, that was one of two cars I caught on fire. Where I went to school was in the mountains. So there was a curvy, swervy road. You had to come down from the mountains. And where I parked, I had to put my emergency brake on. And I forgot to take my emergency brake off. So by the time I got down off the mountain, there was smoke and flames. Yeah.
That's great.
Whoops.
So not the emergency brake at all.
Yeah, there was other issues in the car. It was
catch your car on fire, lover.
it's okay.
All right. Your favorite toy as a kid.
Oh, let's see. I had an A-Team van. And it was a metal A-Team van. And it was all painted up. And I used to cram all my toys in there and then just like drive it off cliffs. Yeah.
Doc lit up like a light bulb when you said that.
Yeah, because Doc wants to go full Murdoch.
No, I'd love that bit with the slide out door where it just slid out and had the gunner come out. Yeah. That was
I don't think it was an actual like legit A-Team van. It was some metal van, I think, that was painted like it. And that was like my favorite toy. I just distinctly remember that toy.
I'm pretty sure I had a Matchbox car that was an 18 Matchbox. I'm gonna have to go in the archive.
I think the branded 18 van was plastic and it had like a flippy door.
Oh no, mine, this was not plastic. This was metal. Because I'm sure I had like probably got tetanus from it at some point.
Back when they made good toys with the Tonka trucks.
I had one of those too.
God damn it.
And I had G.I. Joe's. That I would freeze in ice blocks, and then the house we lived in, I would stick them out the window of the floor I was on, and I would slide them off the roof and they would shatter. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I lived a very simple life as a child.
So I was no Barbies, nothing?
I had a few Barbies. They were
Care Bears?
They were a few and far between. I had my grandparents bought me like anatomically correct baby dolls.
Oh.
When I was like six.
Wow.
That peed. That was weird. That was super weird. Doc's like, I got nothing.
No, I was trying to connect the dots and somehow make a lunchroom joke, but I just couldn't connect all the dots fast enough.
The town next to us has a restaurant called Cupie. It's a small local chain and they're like famous for their burgers and stuff. But they use the Cupie doll as their logo, which is a naked baby.
Yeah, I went to a vegan ice cream shop. It's very important that it was vegan. And it's called Sweet Rose Creamery. And none of you people in podcast land will be able to see this. But their logo is this little naked baby doll. And it was the creepiest thing. I had to take a card.
It looks almost like a Cupie doll.
It does. I took a card and I stole a bunch of spoons from there. But whatever. Their ice cream is really good.
Though. Whenever we're like, where you guys want to eat or whatever, because we eat out like on the weekend or something. And the kids, we're like, let's go to Cupie. And the kids are like, no, we don't want to go where the naked babies are.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Because they have them like up above, like where you order your food. They're just like hanging there. Oh, it's so weird.
No.
But the burgers are delicious.
Well,
they're made of babies.
Good possibility. Maybe that's the secret.
Soft, subtle babies.
I do like a tasty burger.
Regardless of meat.
Okay, that's just wrong.
All you want. We're eating baby now? No, I'm not eating baby.
All right, favorite cartoon.
Okay, definition of cartoon or anime?
Your choice.
Favorite anime.
How about both? Yeah.
Okay. Favorite anime is FLCL. Fooly Cooly. Favorite cartoon, I would say if I had to like rewatch it all, would probably be either be Chowder as a modern one or Rocko's Modern Life as a not modern one.
Oh, my wife's gonna love your answer. She loves Rocko.
What's the Chowder cartoon about though?
Chowder. Jock's laughing because I think he knows what it is. So Chowder is this like little chubby purple thing that's a chef assistant, and he just learns how to make all these foods, and it's, I can't even explain it. Like, it's
the best part is the Stonehenge dude that says Rottle Rottle.
How do we find this?
Rottle.
Chowder cartoon is how we look it up.
I think someone stole Eloy's life and made it into a cartoon.
Rottle. Yeah.
And Chowder's dog, Rigo.
I remember the dog.
I'm looking for it now. Yeah, oh, I see.
And the way that they did the cartoon was really awesome. Like the style that they did it in and the art style that they did it in. That's why I think I enjoy it.
Yeah. It was unique. How they the patterns are behind the artwork.
Yeah. Uncle Grandpa is another good one that I enjoy, but that's.
Did we ever, when we were, just as a segue, when we were on the Mad Maker show, did I ask you a question about animation and stuff that if you had ever been interested, and you said no, yes, but no?
So the original reason I ever wanted to draw in to begin with, like the career I wanted to follow when I was younger, was I saw Toy Story, like the original one, and I loved it, and I wanted to do that type of animation. And then I started learning about it and realized it was not my bubble, so I backed off and I did something else.
Okay. Yeah. This one is really cool, though. The one you just shared with us.
Yeah, Chowder.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, I'm totally into that. Ryan is too. He likes that kind of stuff as well. I don't know about Doc and Bales is so, you know, the problem with Bales is like he's very secretive. There's no bullies.
You just want to piss on Bales every week because he ruined your Motley Crue.
No, it's great because it's almost like Bales is Bizarro Eloy. It's like we have both ends. Eloy is like, let me ask you some questions, and Bales is like, I'm not answering any questions. And no, Eloy's like, have you ever seen that man that time? Have you ever done that? And Bales is like, no, I've never.
No, I think he's being truthful about it, but it's like it's frustrating not to find a freaking thing that we could say, aha.
Your guy's not very interesting. What do you want from him? Let him go. Yeah.
We've tried Spin the Bottle. We've tried frickin', what was it? Twister?
He had long hair on Tiger Seat covers in the 80s.
Bales is going to write a book.
The man's an onion. We got to peel back the layers slow.
He's going to write a book in his late 70s, like detailing all these things. And he was going to be like, I knew it. I knew he had answers to this question.
It turns out I had crapped my pants several times and did not tell Elo.
I'll be very upset if a book like that comes out and we find that he was holding back on us. I will be frickin' pissed.
I'll have you write the foreword.
That's good.
All right. Do you have a favorite Batman?
Oh, okay. So, as much as everybody hates the George Clooney Batman, I really enjoy it. But I also like the Val Kilmer Batman. So, that's a tough question because each have their own little nugget of joy. So, I don't know.
Score one for Clooney and Kilmer.
I know.
Are you keeping track of this on the board, Doc?
But I really like Jim Carrey as the Joker, so I really like that version of Batman.
There's only the four of us and Dan the Maker Man at this point, Sarah, so it's been pretty easy to keep track of.
Yeah.
Not a lot of data.
Yeah, but I also like Batman is one of my series that I like from the beginning to the end, all the way through. All versions, animated, original, even Batman nipples, all of it.
How do you feel about Batfleck?
Batfleck is fine. Like,
How do you feel about the TV show Gotham?
Love Gotham. I love Gotham. It's so absolutely on the nose. Like, I feel kind of goofy watching it, but it's like, love it. I absolutely love Gotham.
Even the huge dick tease with the Joker?
Yes, all that. All of it. Look, he looks so disappointed.
I watch the show. I like it.
But I like simple stuff. I like the very simple things I don't have to think too much about and that take me out of what I'm thinking about. And that's pretty simple and like kind of idiot proof.
Yeah. It doesn't jump around as much as some other shows like Westworld.
I haven't seen Westworld.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
I know. I will one day.
Yes. I feel like Eloy should ask the last question. Because it's his favorite question to ask.
Come on, Eloy. What is
the last question?
You're the one that always prized for this question. Or prized for this answer.
Okay, but what is it? Because I've never been part of this questioning thing.
Well, Dan likes to stir it in the desert.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not gonna ask her that, dude. That has to come out organically, no pun intended.
What?
No, come on.
Okay, fine.
I had my arm is twisted.
Don't twist my arm. Don't
okay, fine.
Don't twist my arm. Okay, listen. Here's the thing, and the reason this is disappointing, Sarah, is because number one, Bales again disappoints. There's no pooping situation in his life, so he does not have a pooping like encounter.
I do not like to poop.
I actually, you're the second person in this month that I have met that has openly said they do not like to poop.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm just really upset at. He screwed up Motley Crue for me, and I can't get over the thing. So look, here's the thing. Everybody has poop, like, accident stories.
Except Bales.
And actually, Doc also, like, he doesn't share, Doc?
What?
You see, dude, you have to, look, you're either all in, or you're just, like, sort of, you know, walking, you know, just, you gotta throw it down. So the question is, if you've had a nightmare situation where
I mean it's not like a glamorous romantic story.
Now you're willing to share it?
I told you before that last time you asked me, I said yes, but it was for a different podcast. Don't call me out like I'm hiding something. fella.
So buddy.
That is
pal.
Chief.
Pal. That is the question.
Gaylord. Okay, so the question is, poop nightmare?
Have you ever been a butt fountain?
Yeah.
No, I have never been a butt fountain.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, I feel like I missed the question.
Have you ever been a butt sprinkler?
If you've ever accidentally shit yourself.
Oh, when I was like 4.
That doesn't count.
No.
What's the age cutoff for that not counting?
Yeah, we need some rules here. There's some boundaries.
I believe 10. If you can't get your shit together, then...
When you're above, like, Big Daddy, I wipe my own butt status. And if you poop yourself, I think it counts.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, there's been some duck waddle situations, but never, like...
Ooh. Yeah. Those are just as good sometimes.
You know, there's the...
Eloy's story wasn't even his story. So don't let him give you guys crap.
Sure, it
because
wasn't.
Eloy's crap story was about the guy coming up to him on the airboat that had to take a crap.
That's not true. I gave you the story about when I worked for the builder. And no, I never told you that one. I have told you that one. Dude.
No,
you guys forgot. I'm not gonna tell it again because you guys are being. This is not gonna become like, you know, no.
Story time with Eloy. No, I've never had a recently, like just the, you know, the duck walk and a couple incidents of bubble guts, but that's about it. Like never.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. And It usually happens when I travel.
Prairie dogging's the worst.
My dad's got a good name for the bubble guts. He calls it LBP, lower belly pains.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, and you also get a case of the mud butt. I mean, that it happens.
Oh, the mud butt.
We call it swamp ass.
Well, swamp ass is different than mud butt.
Yeah, that's sweaty.
Swamp ass is when it's sweaty. Yeah, and you got a little, it's a little juicy down there. But mud butt is when you're just like, you get the runs, and it's mud butt.
Oh, yeah. So. The beer farts. The beer shits.
Oh, like hangover shits are the worst.
Mm.
You're just like, I just need to get this evil out of my body. Poop is funny. So are farts.
You keep pushing that.
I do keep pushing farts.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I just grew up in the house of two brothers and my father, and they just think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went the other way, or I don't know. I just don't. It's funny to me, but not like to them. Like they are just. I have never in my life gone into a public restroom with my father, like at a ball game or a concert or whatever, that there wasn't some guy dying in the stall. And like, I'll catch, like, my dad will be crying. He's trying not to laugh. Like, like purple in the face, tears running down his face. Like, just trying so hard to just wash his hands and get out of there.
So, yeah, like in the women's bathroom, like, I guess women
are. Oh, wait. Hold on. We're going to go somewhere we don't usually get to go. This is the first women's bathroom story.
Okay.
Well, tales from the ladies' lunchroom.
We're on scene.
But like, I go to the bathroom. Most people, they're like, I can't poop in public or I can't pee in public. I'm like, whatever. You just got to do what you got to do. And I'm, you know, if I hear like somebody like trying to hold it in, like trying to like play like whatever, I'm like, I'll from the other stall, I'm like, just let it out. Just let it go. Like I yell encouraging words.
That can't help them. I can't help them at all.
I'm like, rooting for you.
Yeah, that's someone. Yeah. That someone's pressuring me into going.
They're like, I'm like, you'll do it.
Free Willy, darling.
Yeah.
Totally. I agree with that completely. Just freaking, just let it go. Just, you know,
you're never going to see those people ever again. If you do, then you'd be like, hey, sorry about that. You know, or just not bring it up. And just let it happen. Like,
I'll even run to, forget it. Yes.
I mean,
wow.
You want to scare the other ones to sort of even get further away.
Establish the alpha.
Bang on the sides of the wall. Yeah.
Bang it on the wall. It's great.
I've been in the bathroom before where the I guess she had to pee really bad. I don't know, but she was like, oh, yes. And you could, like, I was like, whoa, yeah. I just wanted to like clap and like cheer her on.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I feel really bad.
Bathroom farts are the best. The echoey bowl farts.
Yeah.
Because the room's so big.
Yeah,
that's why my dad cries. He's laughing so hard because of stuff like that.
Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
I feel bad for the people that you know, like, let's say at a Home Depot or whatever, they go, because there's people that are really freaking nasty. I mean, I don't know if they're rushing and they can't quite make it, but there's some disaster bathrooms out there. And it's like, why can't you just do whatever you got to do inside the damn toilet?
All right. Can I tell my story?
Of course, dude. We've been waiting for this all night.
Well, this is like an Eloy story of the German man, because it's not actually, well, it's my story. I was there first person, not my crap.
Hashtag not my crap.
Hashtag not my crap. All right. When I was in high school, on Saturday and Sunday mornings, I used to clean a club that would have live music the night before. It was like a multi-leveled club, you know, bar, whole deal. We were there like early in the morning or whatever. So I'm there 6 months. I have different jobs. Sometimes I would vacuum. Sometimes I would have to do the bathrooms. So this particular morning, I'm on bathrooms. The head bouncer comes out. He's like, the second floor bathroom is the worst it's ever been in the men's room. I was like, oh, wonderful. So do the first floor. You know, we go through there, a cleaning crew. I go up to the second floor, poke my head in, expecting like the absolute worst. Looked around, smelled a little funky, but like, it wasn't bad. Like, you know, poked my head out, went to my cousin who I was working with. Like, I don't know what he's talking about, man. It's not bad in there. So had a cigarette, you know, did whatever I was going to do. Went back in there, cleaned the urinal. I didn't think. I got into the stall. And I can't even someone went in there and emptied out everything for like, or multiple people used the same stall. It came. It crested the top of the toilet by at least 5 inches. At least five inches. I don't know, Eloy.
No.
I would imagine it pushed this poor man out of this, right out. It rocketed him right out of this.
He was a holder inner, and that's what the issue was.
Right. Either that or the last person in there like just did the perfect top coat.
What?
It covered everything else because
hey, it Doc. Was,
yo.
Doc. What color was it?
I don't. Are we going with the Pantone color wheel? I know.
Doc, seriously, what color was it?
It was dark.
This was. Were there
this
any?
Was, this man was a drinker.
Were there any changes? And were there, like, was there a little bit of green going
on? No, was it like a?
He asked the question everybody wanted to ask.
No, yeah. Nope.
Maybe but a nickel.
Like, I remember it came like went in there and I saw that and I remember like being so stunned, and I quit. I went outside and I quit. I was like, I quit right now. They're like, what? I said, you need a plumber. You need a plumber or something else. There is no way. I said, there is no way I am dealing with that. I'm sorry. You don't pay me to deal with that. That's a plumbing issue. That is not a cleaning issue.
No, you needed a shovel and like trash bag. I mean, come on. You could have done the job.
So what ended up happening? All right. The guy that owned the company had like a screwball druggy brother. You know, like people do. And so this guy would do anything that his brother told him to. So he went in there and there was like the comet with bleach and he just sprayed it to the point that there was just burning. And then he went and fought it with the back half of the plunger, just kept shoving it down the toilet and flushing. And he ended up winning. He came out triumphant.
Whoever that guy was, honestly, I mean, that sounds like Guinness Book of World Record stuff. That's a lot of stuff.
Eloy, me and my cousin, until we parted ways, I don't know, 2 years ago, we would tell that story. We called them the Mad Dumper. That it would be the story of the Mad Dumper. Because I remember being able to call him in because he was the first person I saw. I was like, hey, man, listen. I was like, I'll quit right now. He's like, what? Because, you know, I was kind of young. I'm still in high school. And, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what a real job is, you know, so. All the guys that work all week are kind of treating me like crap because it's like, oh, this kid doesn't know, whatever. And I
you would roll up your sleeves now, though, right? And get in
no,
there.
No, I quit right now. I just, I'm, that's a plumbing issue, man.
No, dude, you got to face it, you know?
No.
Straight on.
No, I don't. Just,
if that's my, if that, screw it, dude. Get in there and freaking get her done.
Yeah, turn the plunger backward like Screwy Louie. And
a little bit of, you know, splashing going. It just doesn't matter, dude.
I can remember we were standing outside in the club area. We were cleaning them. It was all mirrors on the one side. So we had like the squeegees out. We're cleaning the mirrors. And Screwy Louie is in there with the bleach, with the comet bleach and the spray. And he had like a bandana over his mouth, right? And it'd come out every once in a while to catch his breath, and then he'd go back in with the plunger.
I can just picture like the commentary, even if there wasn't. I'm just gonna picture it anyway of him in there, like, "Yeah, take that, get some." Like,
I just remember being like, "Oh, my eyes, they burned, bleach burns." He was screaming the whole time. It was awful. The burning, oh my eyes, burning. He'd come out and he'd be talking to you, and his eyes were all bloodshot because of the amount of spray.
I think this is a reasonable question to ask all of you, that there has to be something. I just want one thing to see if it's possible. Please, Bales. Just one. At least tell us what is the most embarrassing, that you can remember from your past, the most embarrassing moment, situation, occurrence, that to this day you look back and you can say, yeah, that was pretty darn embarrassing. To all of you, but I'd like to, because I just want to know.
I already told mine. Mine was the Dollywood shirt underwear situation for 3.5-4 miles.
Which, that's hilarious.
My dad coming out in his tidy whities wasn't bad enough for you, Eloy?
No, it's not that bad.
Dude.
I know there's, look, I know there's something that, so you've never been like a massive embarrassing moment.
I'll have to think about it. I can't recall it immediately.
Right off the heels of Doc's crap situation, can you hit us with the most embarrassing moment for you, Doc?
No, I can't. Right off the top of my head, I made a living making an ass of myself. Like I think you have to like an etch a sketch. You just shake your head quick and just delete that. You get on with your life. Like you can't be remembering that crap,
Ryan.
No, mine was that.
Oh,
that,
that's right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so sure. Sarah.
I'm trying to think. And there's a lot of stupid things I've done, but I don't necessarily consider them like really embarrassing that I could think of off the top of my head. And a lot of weird situations I've been in, but I think my my drinking has probably purged all the bad stuff out of my head over time.
Yeah. Good job, alcohol.
Yeah. No, I can't think of anything. Oh, I broke my hand on a mechanical bull. That was really embarrassing. That's not even bad.
That's not bad.
No, I can't even think of anything really stupid that I've done.
Like, I got drunk and passed out in someone's bra, and there were pictures, but I'm not really embarrassed by it.
That's not embarrassing.
Really?
I imagined you, when you said that, sleeping in a big, big bra like a hammock. I don't know why. Like, I understand that, like, after the fact, but when you said that the first time, it was like you, like,
wow. So we had, like, all different views, because I pictured you falling asleep in someone's bosom.
That's what I...
Passing out. I'm sorry. We call it passing out.
No, I was wearing the bra, and I had long hair, so at first glance, it looked like a chick.
Okay, that's really disturbing, because, I mean, I would have thought... hold on.
Did you wear it well?
No, wait, back up, though.
Very flat. Very flat.
Why were you wearing
Carpenter's
the
dream.
Bra? I don't know. I got drunk and put someone's bra on.
Okay.
It happens.
Apparently. Was the cup size of the bra equal to what you had going on, or was it loose fitting?
Yeah, I couldn't fill it out.
Oh, that's a shame.
Was your lunchroom at least covered?
I think so.
Keep your lunchroom covered, kids.